It is the radio segment that's got nothing but socks on. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Aberdeen, Scotland. When Richard McRae turned 30 a few years ago, his friends gave him a ginger discount card as a joke.
I'm guessing he's a redhead.
Yeah, he has bright orange hair.
Yeah.
And his friend put his picture on the card and laminated it and everything. But the funny part is that Richard decided to actually test it out. He went to a restaurant and asked if they offered a ginger discount. When the server looked confused, he flashed his card, and the server thought it was so funny that he got 20% off of his bill.
Oh my God. Same, finally, yeah. A benefit for being a redhead.
Right? Now Richard flashes the card everywhere he goes, and it turns out the ginger discount card is the perfect type of self-deprecating humor. And he says he saves hundreds of dollars every year by just being a ginger.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. And then he has to use all that money to buy sunscreen.
He said, quote, money off booze, taxis, food, club entries. And once anyone sees it, they immediately smile and offer up a discount. It helps me save a lot of money so I can buy a new car.
Wow.
That's awesome.
One Facebook group called the Secret Redhead Club is calling Richard a hero.
He is.
I agree.
The ginger hero. This next laser story is out of Narita, Japan. The other day, 41-year-old Toshi Mizuno walked into a ramen takeout place and pulled out a giant knife and demanded everything in the cash register.
What did ramen do to you, man?
No, and how much money do you think you're getting at a ramen house?
It's so like, cheap.
There was a very busy time for the restaurant, and they had a lot of people around. So what was the first thing customers did? Well, they didn't attempt to stop him or even call the police. Instead, a lot of them took out their cell phones so they could take pictures of the moment and then tweet about the robbery.
This is sad. This is what we do nowadays.
I mean, 911 should just be a tweet service.
Somebody help!
At one point, the owner said at least 20 phones were up in the air capturing video for social media.
Oh, God.
Fortunately, one of the employees snuck in the back room and called authorities. Toshi got about $2,500, but the cops grabbed him in the parking lot, and he was arrested, and nobody was hurt.
Oh, my God. And you know how many likes those other people got?
Yeah.
Good job.
Afterwards, the police said tweeting the crime wasn't necessarily a bad idea because it instantly communicates the crime to a lot of people, and it's also easier and less dangerous than making a phone call when a robber with a giant knife is five feet away.
So they say do that?
Yeah, they're saying tweet it.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying tackle the guy, but at least call 911.
I mean, does he feel like a celebrity all of a sudden, the guy with the
giant
knife?
Viral.
Sadly, he'll probably end up getting some sort of TV reality show deal or something. This next laser story is out of Topeka, Kansas. Last week, witnesses say a green Toyota Prius missed a turn coming off of the highway and did a U-turn and then plowed into an SUV.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Whoa.
Luckily, no one in either car was seriously hurt, but when police arrived, they did find an odd scene on their hands. When they opened the door to the Prius, they realized that inside were a bunch of clowns on the way to a circus.
Hooray! In a Prius.
That
Classic.
Is so amazing.
So the police stood off to the side and saw not four, not five, not six, but seven clowns get out of that Prius.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like that clowns really live the life, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, officer,
they're committed.
Really quickly, will you pull this handkerchief?
Yeah.
But it just never stopped.
It was a bunch of clowns getting in an Uber driven by another clown.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing series of events. One man known as Dimples the Clown admitted to being the driver, and when authorities questioned him, he also said that the oversized shoes he was wearing could have played a role in the incident.
No!
The names of his fellow clowns weren't released, but they do know that they were pulling a trailer with their actual clown car attached.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards, Dimples was hauled off to the precinct, and no funny music played in the background while he did that.
Does their actual cloud car only weigh 20 pounds? It's being pulled by a Prius.
I know.
Like,
what? This next laser story is out of San Francisco, California. 54-year-old Vilma Wong is a nurse at a children's hospital, and recently she recognized a new doctor's name when she saw his ID badge. 28-year-old Brandon Seminatori. He's a new resident at the hospital, and he's studying to be a childhood neurologist. And Vilma knew his name because he was one of her patients almost 3 decades ago. Brandon was born about 2 months premature at the same hospital back in 1990.
Wow.
He only weighed 2 pounds, 6 ounces and spent 40 days in intensive care. And even though Vilma's seen thousands of patients since then, She still recognized the last name and even remembered that his dad was a cop.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. And he's becoming a doctor, so he's going to be a total a-hole to her soon, since she's a nurse.
Brandon's parents actually told him to be on the lookout for her because she was their favorite nurse. But she found him first, and then after they met, he texted his parents about it, and his dad sent back a photo of her holding him as a baby.
Oh, that's so sweet. That makes me kind of tear up.
I like it.
Vilma says it's pretty crazy how it came full circle, and that getting to work with somebody that she helped save is the best reward a nurse could get.
I bet. And how cool that, like, that he's, like, fulfilling the help that he got when he was a baby.
This next story is out of Romance Central. A strong marriage is great, but is it as great as beating 99 strangers in Fortnite and then making your character do the electric slide? Probably not.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
According to a law firm in England, Fortnite and other addictive video games are now cited as one of the causes for splitting up in 5% of divorce cases.
What? That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Dang.
There aren't any stats on how many American divorces Fortnite is responsible for, but since a lot more people over here play those games too, it would make sense that the numbers would probably be similar or even worse.
Oh, that is so much.
So in other words, if you notice you keep picking video games over actual interactions with your husband or wife, you might not just have a harmless hobby.
Uh-oh. Okay, watch out, guys.
This next laser story is out of Relationship Central. A new survey asked people to give their significant other letter grades in a bunch of different aspects of their relationship. Here are the average grades in 10 key categories. Making an effort with their partner's family and parents, B minus. Romance overall, C plus.
Oh, guys.
Being spontaneous, a C. Listening, C plus. Humor, B minus. Cleanliness, B.
Look at the positive side. There's just room for improvement, everybody. That's all that's saying.
These are the average letter grades that Americans give their significant others on different, based on different facets of their relationship. Sex life, B. Overall foreplay skill, B minus. Patience, C plus. And taste in movies and TV, B minus.
And you know, all of those people, if they were rating themselves, would give them all themselves
A
pluses.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
They're not very good at it, but I, on the other hand.
So the overall grade that people wound up with, a B minus.
Hey.
I feel like that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
So graduate,
I mean,
with that.
D equaled diploma. Yeah. So, you know.
You can still graduate.
Oh, graduate with your head held high.
There
this
you go.
Guy is always getting an A, though, in every department of his relationship. Yeah. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.